at Ladoga. We're taking this interview on March 21st, 1976. And Ernie Ball...
Correction.
Yeah. 1977. Had the year wrong. Now this is, again, an interview with Ernest Ball. And this interview is taken on March 21st, 1977, here at Ladoga, Indiana. And Ernie Ball was, for many years, an officer at the Ladoga State Bank. Now, Ernie, will you tell us when and where were you born?
I was born on a farm about 4 miles south east of Wayntown.
That's right here in Montgomery County, then?
Yeah, I've lived in Montgomery County all my life.
And what was the date of your birth?
April 12th, 1902.
And where'd you go to school?
I went to a little one-room schoolhouse right out at the end of our lane from our house, named Ball School. It's been torn down now, but I graduated out of the eighth grade. At that time, you had to go to college and take an examination before the county superintendent, before you could enter high school.
And where'd you go to high school then?
I went to high school at Wayntown.
And now you said the Ball School, was that some relation of yours?
No, it was built whenever it was built. I don't know when it was built, but it was built right in the center of the Ball neighborhood. There was a lot of Balls, several Balls lived around there at that time.
Well, but you must have belonged to that Ball family. Where did they come from?
Well, they originally come from Butler County, Ohio, and settled right in that neighborhood. Dennis Ball was one of the first settlers. I think he entered a section of land there, but there was several Balls lived around there. Most of the Balls lived in Iowa. I remember Uncle Rob Ball and
but you were a descendant of that family?
Yeah, I was a descendant of that.
In other words, the family that the school was named after.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Now, you went to high school at Wayntown, and what class did you graduate in?
1921.
And what did you do after you got out of high school?
Well, I went one year at Indiana University.
That's down in Bloomington?
Yeah, that's in Bloomington. Mm-hmm. And I took dramatics.
Oh, my.
I thought someday I might be on television, see?
Now, Ernie, who was the principal of Wayntown High School when you were there?
Well, I can't remember what the... I do, too. And you probably know her quite well. The principal was Frieda Schelke.
That's Frieda Jones today?
Frieda Jones. She lives out on South God Avenue, Carver Joe.
Yeah, she was pretty young then to be a school principal.
Yeah. In fact, I brag about it. I had a few dates with her while I was a senior.
All right. Now, what did you do after you got out of Indiana?
I went to work at Morrison Jack's Greenhouse. I don't know whether you remember them out on
yes,
the Country Club Road before they were torn down or not.
Out where Morrison Jack Ridge.
Yeah.
That way.
I worked there 4 years.
Uh-huh. And what'd you do then?
Got married.
And who'd you marry?
I married Edna Hitch.
And then what happened after you got married? What'd you do?
I still worked there for a while.
Mm-hmm. What year would that have been you got married?
1925.
And, okay, now, you worked there for 4 years. What job did you go to then?
I had a cousin that was in the old state bank. Well, it's the present Elson Bank at Crawfordsville.
Mm-hmm.
And he come to see me, and I was making more out of Morrison Jack than they started me in at. And but I decided that there wasn't any future Morrison Jacks, it was just a job. And
okay, now you went to work for the old state bank, and what job did you get with them?
I started in filing checks.
Oh.
And then I didn't work filing checks too long. into the bookkeeping department.
And what did you, remember what the salary was that you got when you started there?
Do I remember?
Yeah, go ahead and tell us.
I distinctly remember I got $10 a week.
Uh-huh.
That's approximately $40 a month.
Now, where was that bank located?
That's the where the present Ellison Bank is, in the in the same building.
Okay, now let's start from there talking about banks. Can you tell us now what banks there were in Crawfordsville at that time and where they were?
Well, there was the old Ellison, real Ellison Bank was over on the corner of, I guess it's Main and Green, isn't it? Where the Crawfordsville Paint and Wallpaper Company used to be.
Yeah. Well, Main and Green were... Where the old bank cigar store is, you mean?
Yeah.
Was.
That's yeah. Where you
now the paint wallpaper store.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. And that was the Ellison Bank.
That was the Ellison Bank.
Now, who was the president of your bank, the old state bank?
Charles Goodbar.
And
the assistant, the cashier, was Edna Heron.
Uh-huh.
And she was the nana of Jeanette Dickerson.
Oh, uh-huh.
And
I
might tell you something concerning her, which to my notion was foolish. She'd keep you there after the evening came and you balanced out. She'd keep you there till 10, 11 o'clock looking if you was off a nickel, looking for it.
Hmm.
And of course, if you made an error of a nickel and change, it wasn't there, you couldn't find it in 10 months.
Yeah. All right, now, who were the officers over at the Ellison Bank at that time?
Well, sir, Bob, I can't tell you.
Was Herb Morrison there at that time?
Herb Morrison was in the old state bank.
He was in the bank that you were in?
Yeah, he was
in
the bank.
What was his job with them?
Why, he was in the loan department, and as far as I remember, I think that was his duties there until he became president of the bank. Mm-hmm. Will Stump was president of the Ellison Bank.
Mm-hmm. Were there any Ellisons connected with the Ellison Bank at that time?
Yes, Ike Ellison.
Was still connected with it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, now what other banks were there in Crawfordsville?
Well, it was the First National and Crawfordsville.
Now, where was the First National at that time?
It was right across the street west of Reasoner's Jewelry Store.
It's right.
It was on the corner there.
It was where Reasoner's Jewelry Store was?
No, it was across the street.
Oh,
on the corner of Washington and Main.
Well, it's where
southwest corner.
See where the water company is now.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
All right. And then what was in where Reasoner's Jewelry is now?
Crawfordsville Trust Company.
All right. Now, who were some of the officers of the First National? Do you remember at that time? Was old Cap Heron still there?
Yes. Cap Heron.
What was his job?
Well, if I remember, he was president.
Was he?
And then...
Was he the Civil War veteran?
No, I don't think so. I think you're probably thinking about old Cap Talbot.
No, not...
Not okay.
Old Cap Heron was a Chickamauga.
Well, oh, yes, that's right. Well,
uh-huh.
And then, after he... the next president after Cap Heron was, I can't think of his name, he moved to Florida, and in fact he died in Florida, but I can't think of his name now.
All right, now, you remember any of the other officers in there at the time when you first started banking?
No. Lee Sinclair, he was one of the tellers, and I think he was an assistant officer of some sort. And Dave Groves is in there.
At the First National?
Yes.
And he's some relation to Aquila Groves then?
Oh, yeah. Aquila could be his son of Davis. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, what about over at the trust company? Who ran that company?
An old gentleman by the name of Walter Hewitt.
Walter Hewitt ran that.
He had a nice home out at the, just south of the entrance to the country club out there. You know that fancy house? That's where he lived.
Uh-huh. Just south of the country club.
Yeah, that's right. Just south of the country club.
Now, did the trust company do banking business, or did they just handle trust business?
I think they did some banking business, but it was mostly trust business.
And what sort of trusts? Handled estates and...
Oh, yes. Handled estates and sold insurance and real estate and that sort of thing.
What about the Citizens? Was there, where was that? Citizens Bank.
That was where Clements Rusher...
It was in existence, though, at that time.
Yes, that's right.
So we had four at that time? There
yeah,
were four?
I'd forgotten about the Citizens. And W.K. Martin was president of the Citizens Bank.
Uh-huh.
And he also owned a Crawfordsville Ice and Coal Storage Company.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember many a time, whenever we came to town, I was just a kid, we always went out to the ice plant and got a chunk of ice to take home with us to make ice cream that night.
Mm-hmm. Now, who else, what other officers were in, was Vern Livengood in the bank at that time?
Oh, yes.
He was there under Billy Martin?
Who? Yes. Mr. McDaniel.
Uh-huh.
He was an assistant vice president, I think.
Uh-huh.
I might give you a little humorous incident, and I might say that was the first, my first introduction to banking. Vern Livengood was cashier of the Wayntown State Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just a little kid, and I remember going into that bank, and Dad always thought a lot of Vern Livengood, and Vern always waited on him. And I don't expect I was over 10 years old, maybe, but I remember that I had a pocket full of little baby mice.
Baby mice?
Baby mice, you know. Back those days we plowed, and I'd follow Dad around with a walking plow, and he'd turn up a mouse nest once in a while, and these little baby mice was about an inch long, or a quarter, and I'd fill my pocket full of baby mice and took them to Wayntown with me.
And what Vern Livengood have to do with that? You took them in there to show them to him?
Yeah, I just remember the instance he did. I think Dad found out I had those baby mice while I was in there. I'd probably pull some out of my pocket.
Now, which of those Crawfordsville banks was the biggest at that time when you first started?
Well, I would say the First National was.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say the assets of the bank were at that the biggest bank?
Well, they would be under quite a bit, under $1 million, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Probably from $500 to $700-$800 footings.
Mm-hmm.
Assets and liabilities.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, we've covered what the Crawfordsville banks were. Let's go around the county and tell us about what banks there were around the various towns in the county. Let's start down at Waveland.
Well, that was, I think, if I remember right, all of the outlying banks were state banks.
Mm-hmm.
And Ted Johnson was the head of the Wayland State Bank.
Mm-hmm. Was that a very, what size bank would that have been?
Oh, I'd say 300,000 or 400,000 probably.
Mm-hmm. Now, what year would this have been, honey?
It'd been probably someplace between 1925 and 1930.
Mm-hmm. Had a big bank robbery down there, an attempted bank robbery down there, Waveland, one time, didn't they?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they had a shootout down there. They had an organization at that time that they called the Vigilantes.
Uh-huh.
And there were several of them belonged to it at Waveland. I don't know whether you remember him or not, but Mr. Botta, big watchmaker, whatever.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. He was in on that.
Uh-huh. But you remember the incident, what happened?
No, I don't think they ever got in. I think they just had a shootout down there, and they finally got the best of those, whoever's trying
the
to... The bandits. Trying yeah. to rob the bank.
Uh-huh. All right, now going across the county, there were never any banks going south, going east there. Ladoga would have been the next town where they'd had a bank, is that right?
Yeah, in the county, that's right.
And what bank was there?
That was the old Ladoga's
State
Farmers and Merchants Bank of Ladoga.
Oh, that was before the Ladoga State Bank.
Oh, yes, yes. And it was up on Main Street, up east of where the drugstore is now.
Oh, east of Bernie Bouse's drugstore?
Yeah, east of Bernie Bouse's drugstore.
Right next door to it?
I think, if I remember right, it was.
There was only one bank in Ladoga, though.
Oh, yes.
Now, where was the Waveland Bank? I didn't get that. Where was that located?
Well, I think it was located where the present bank
okay.
is.
All right, let's... now, who ran the Ladoga Bank, the Farmers and Merchants Bank at that time?
I never knew him. It was before my time, but I've got a book in there that... with some of the records in it, and then there was a fellow by the name of Gott.
Uh-huh.
Was evidently the cashier of the president.
Uh-huh. Now, wasn't the Ladoga Federal still in Ladoga at that time? Ladoga Federal Savings, Ladoga Building Law? They were, of course, there.
Yeah, I think they were.
And where were they located?
I think they were located at the location that they were when they moved to Crawfordsville. Of
mm-hmm.
course, they all redid that building and put a new front on it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as I know, they were over there in that same location.
Who ran that?
Well, Robert Marks mm-hmm. was east. He started in there, and there was a gentleman by the name of Ashby, Robert Ashby, that was... one of the main officials in that too.
Mm-hmm. And which was the, there were no building loans down at Waveland, I take it?
No, I don't recall any.
Let's just skip on up, then the next town north would have been, was there a bank? There was a bank at New Ross, of course.
New Ross.
And who, what was the name of that bank?
I had a New Ross, State Bank. I believe it's Farmers and Merchants right. Bank of New Ross.
Well, the Farmers Bank of New Ross.
The Farmers
is it
Bank.
The same name as it is now?
Yes.
Farmers right. State Bank of New
that's
Ross.
That's right.
And do you remember who were the officers in that?
No, I don't. The gentleman that run it lived right south of the bank, but I can't... recall his name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know had much connections up in that area, and I really don't know who was head of that.
Bernie, there was a bank at Lindbergh, too, wasn't there?
Yeah.
At one time. What was the name of that bank? Lindbergh State Bank?
I think it was Lindbergh State Bank.
You remember? What kind of a bank was that? Was it a very large bank?
No, it was a very small bank. Do you know where the... steel
yes.
antique refinishing place is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that little brick building just to the east of where they live and mm-hmm. is where the bank was. It's just a little, very, very small
yeah.
bank building.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember who any of the officers were of that bank?
No, I don't. I remember it was robbed once.
Was that some excitement?
Yeah, and I think the I don't know whether there was one or two, somebody robbed it, and he resided in Montgomery County by the name of Rice.
Oh, is that Rice?
Rice.
And which Rice was that?
I don't remember his first name. All I remember is that his name was Rice.
But they caught him and...
Yeah.
Was he convicted, do you remember?
Yes, I think he served a term
mm-hmm.
for it.
Let's go further now, north now, and what would have been the next one? Darlington?
Darlington.
And what was that bank?
Well, that was a...
Farmers and Merchants?
Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Darlington.
And you remember who the officers were in there?
Yeah, back as far as I can remember, Jim Peterson was the president of that bank. And in fact, he... I don't know how many years ago, but it's probably been, he's deceased now, but he got his 50-year pin from the State Bankers Association for being a 50-year banker,
mm-hmm.
being in the bank for 50 years.
Now, where was that bank located?
It was located right where the present bank is now.
I didn't hit that on the New Ross Bank. Was that in its present
location? Yes, that's right.
All right. Now we'll cut across west. There were no other banks up in that area, were there?
No, the next one is, next one in that area would be Linden.
All right, and where was that located?
It's located just exactly where it is now. Back as I can remember.
Yeah, was that there? Linden State Bank at
yes,
that time?
That's right.
And who were some of the officers in there?
Well, the officers, as I remember, was Leon Little.
Mm-hmm.
And Leon Little Jr. was, he ran it for quite a long while. And, but this Leon Little Jr., he went to South Bend. He got him a job in some pretty good sized bank up at South Bend.
Mm-hmm. And that was located where it is now. I think they've recently put a new bank.
Put a new bank
All
there.
All right, let's move west there. Was there a bank at New Richmond?
Not that I ever remember.
Uh-huh. Wingate.
Yes.
And what bank was at Wingate?
Well, that was the Wingate State Bank.
And who were some of the officers there?
Well, for years, Joe McCarkle, who was head of that bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I don't remember who the other officers were, but I remember Joe McCarkle was a good friend of mine, and he was he was bald-headed. His head was just like a billiard ball. It didn't have a hair on it. Mm-hmm. But Joe was a good guy, and I always considered him a good country banker.
Mm-hmm. And where was that bank located?
Well, it was located the same place it is now. It's on the corner of, I don't know what street the name of the streets, but right on the main street as you go north.
Mm-hmm.
Through Wingate on the corner.
Let's go, then we go south and we're back at Waynetown.
Back at Waynetown.
That's where you was now over the Waynetown Bank. Where was that located?
That was located on the corner of 136 in the street, main street that goes south. They're getting ready to, I guess you've seen that in the paper, they're getting ready to build a new bank east of that.
Mm-hmm. But it's, would it be in its present location?
It's always been as far back as I can remember in its uh-huh. present location.
All right. Now, Ernie, we've covered these banks. Now, Let's talk about some of the colorful events that happened. I think one thing that people are interested in was, you remember back in those days, were there any big embezzlements or any bank trouble back before the Depression?
No, not that I remember, that I can recall. There was a time back there that in that you had a pretty difficult time getting a loan from most banks.
Yes, that was before the 30s?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, the bank moratorium, that was during...
Well, the bank moratorium was after Roosevelt was elected. That was 33.
Yes.
And had there been any bank failures in Montgomery County prior to the moratorium?
No, they never, as far as I know, there never been a bank failure in Montgomery County.
You mean ever?
I can't recall any or reading about any. I think maybe this, there was one here in Ladoga. At that time there was two banks in Ladoga.
When was that? I don't even know.
Oh, I don't know. It's way back there. I've just read it in some of the Ladoga history.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I recall one incident that I don't want to go through with again. During the bank moratorium, mm-hmm. when that was when they closed the bank, see?
Yeah.
We had to take the ledger, and we had to set up whatever everybody had in the bank. Say, you had $100 in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
We had to set 5% over on another ledger card, which if you had $100 in the bank, it would mean you had to set up another card that had $5 on it. And that was all the money that you could draw out on during that bank moratorium.
Mm-hmm.
And
in other words, if you had $100 on in the bank, you could draw out only $5.
That's right. But they made us set up the Department of Banking or Controller or Currency, where they made us set up a new ledger card on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew all of them. At that time, Arthur Cordes and Carl Dickerson and I were the bookkeepers in the bank. That was the old, State Bank. And we worked all day and all night and part of the next day to getting all those accounts transferred over to this 5% ledger.
Mm-hmm.
That was an ordeal.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back a little bit here. I didn't. I mentioned Ladoga Federal, Ladoga Building and Loan. But there were some other building and loans in the county too, weren't there?
I don't recall it.
Well, Union Fair, Union.
Oh yeah, in Crawford. Yeah. Oh sure.
And
I was thinking about the mm-hmm. outlying towns.
Crawfordsville Building and was there another one, Crawfordsville Building and Loan?
Well,
who ran Union Savings at that time?
Well, back as far as I can remember, Louis Hirschberger did.
Did he?
Yeah.
But it wasn't Crawfordsville Savings and Loan or something like that? Did Gail McClure run a savings and loan?
No, Gerard McClure,
yeah.
Is that he and
Walter Coppedge?
Walter Coppedge and someone else, I think, was in there. They're an abstract company.
Well, I have some recollection that there was a savings and loan there at one time. But
they might have been, but I don't recall.
Well, Montgomery Savings was in Crawfordsville at that time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was Earl Berry?
That was Earl Berry, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was there any other savings loans around the county? Linden had one, didn't it?
A
small one?
I don't think so.
Well?
Now, it was a small one, But I remember it's an old one. Of course, at the New Richmond had a building loan.
Mm-hmm.
And a gentleman by the name of Mr. Benz.
Yeah, Leverett Benz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, when they, whatever they did or liquidated, the Linden State Bank bought them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they got a branch bank there now in New Richmond.
But Darlington had a building and loan too, didn't it?
Yes, Darlington had a building and loan.
Uh-huh.
And that, incidentally, that may remind me of it, Darlington had two banks.
Oh, they did?
Yes, and I don't remember the name of it, but the Elston Bank bought them.
Oh.
And I distinctly remember a gentleman by the name of Mr. Bergen, who was in that bank up there. I think he got some financial difficulties. He came down to the Elston Bank and helped us in the bookkeeping department on a lot of those accounts up there.
Mm-hmm. Where was the other bank in Darlington located?
I think it was a... I don't know just the exact location, but it was across the street.
To the north?
To the north from the the present bank that is up there.
So that meant quite a few banks.